Hi, everyone. Regina here, Associate Advisor and Compliance Manager at Personal Benefit Financial. Today, our Friday topic is travel. I'm joined by two highly experienced travel agents, Jean Schwant of JS Travel and Donna Evans of Exceptional Adventures. Donna specializes in Australia and Africa, but she has been all over the world and can guide you through with her firsthand expertise. Jean has been very conservative in booking travel during COVID-19, but with vaccinations happening so quickly, the world is opening up, and she's here to provide valuable information if you're ready to get back out there. Today, we will talk about what you need to know when getting back out there by air, by boat, or on the road. Hi, gals. Thanks for joining me. Jean, why don't you tell us what you think are some things that are most important to know and be aware of when traveling now and in the near future?
Well, probably the most important, although quite boring, is what to know about COVID-19 and your plans to travel. And basically, I got most of this information from the government site, travel.state.gov, which answers many of the questions that you might have. First and foremost, the CDC requires all passengers 2 years of age and over entering the United States to present a negative COVID-19 test taken within 3 calendar days of departure or proof of recovery from the virus within the last 90 days. Your airline, when you check in, will check your paperwork and confirm the negative test prior to boarding. The airline will deny boarding to all passengers who do not provide proper documentation. So you can see why this might be important. Should your NAAT/PCR test show positive, be prepared to extend your stay until you recover or can obtain a negative test. This extension will be at your own expense. Almost every country is requiring a negative PCR test taken within 72 hours of departure from the U.S. If plans are made for stopovers, additional PCR tests are required. And again, many questions asked by the public and answered on travel.state.gov. Any questions on that, Donna or Rochelle?
Thanks, Jean. That's great information. So we have to get a test to come back into America. Interesting. Right. I had no idea.
Absolutely. This is January 26th, I think, is when it went into effect. And the most important, I was doing research for a trip lately, and the couple were planning on being in one stopover in Africa for 2 nights. And then we're going on to another country in Africa. So this required a minimum of 3 COVID tests. You can imagine the additional expense involved. And I think that although testing is fairly available worldwide, it takes some careful planning to make sure that the timing is right.
Yeah, definitely. With several stops, there's a lot of logistics involved for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then Donna, do you have any must-knows, any things to be aware of when traveling now and in the near future?
One of the things not mentioned yet was the fact that even if you are vaccinated, you have to have the COVID test. And coming back into the country, even if you are vaccinated, I mean, either traveling to or from another country, you have to have the COVID test results available.
Okay. Good to know, definitely. And then I know you have a lot of information on cruising. Do you want to kind of go into that right now?
Yes, of course. Cruising is one of the best ways to travel. And unfortunately, a lot of countries are closed at this time. But the cruises that are going to Alaska are mostly canceled due to Canada closing their waters. There are, however, cruises that are just beginning to go to St. Martin, other places in the Caribbean, and also to Greece.
Oh, great. Those are opened right now?
They're open right now, and more will be coming. It's just a slow process, as you know.
Yeah, definitely. I know I've heard a lot of things have been closed through the summer. You know, hopefully in fall, maybe more will open up. Okay. And then another question here. Let's see. Do you, Jean, know of some places that are currently open or some that are closed right now that people can and can't travel to?
Well, we're finding that Mexico is wide open. Of course, you still have to have the COVID test. Most Caribbean islands are open with the exception of Grand Cayman. Some countries like Chile are open, but they require that you quarantine for a minimum amount of days upon arrival, which isn't very convenient. Europe is still struggling. So Germany, Belgium, France are not accepting tourists at this time. The New Zealand is not accepting tourists at this time. So the most important thing is, of course, is to check each country that you're thinking about going and making sure that they're going to be open for travel. And I think that Donna and Regina will agree that this situation is fluid. So countries can open and close at a moment's notice.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, you never really know, I'd say.
Never know.
Until you check, right? The day before your flight leaves or the day of.
Well, the day of, I don't think that your airline will board you if you're not allowed to go. But if you're planning on traveling out of the country, just keep a good eye on it until your departure.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then, Donna, how do you feel about maybe traveling America right now?
Yeah, traveling America is great right now. There's some really wonderful cities like Savannah and Charleston, Palm Springs, places in Florida like the Florida beaches of Fort Myers or Sanibel, or even going out to California to San Diego and some of those beaches. So that's wonderful. There's also, in addition to what Jean has mentioned, there are some wonderful countries that are open like Peru, Iceland, Turkey. Tahiti is getting ready to open May 1st. Most of Central America is open. Kenya and Tanzania are both open. So it's good to check. We have a site that a link to check what the openings are, looking up a country that you want to visit and checking to see if it's open or when it's opening. But America is open for business. If you're planning on going to Hawaii, there are a lot of restrictions in place at this point with regard to COVID testing and island to island travel. So it's always good to check that as well. But one of the other key things is to book your travel early because things are booking quickly. People are booking ahead of time, especially for cruises for 2022. A lot of those are almost sold out because people are planning ahead for that as well.
Wow, selling out cruises this early. Wow.
Oh, unbelievable. And people are even booking for 2023 on cruises.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Okay, great. Yes. And then Jean, in regards to America, I know we're, you know, trying to get back out there. Do you have any tips for traveling in America?
Well, I think that right now it's a great time to explore America. And one really lovely way to do that is on America's rivers. We have lovely riverboat cruise companies and across America from east to west, north to south. So I think that that's a great way to have a leisurely vacation, all-inclusive, mostly. Just get out there And the other thing I think I might concentrate on would be our national parks. You know, one of the things about COVID is that they encourage people to get outside. And what a nice way to do that, but to explore some of our national parks this year.
Great, great. Yes, thank you. I agree. Get outside. Definitely. All right, great. That's all my questions. Is there anything else either of you would like to add?
Well, one of the things that I kind of looked at, I think important to know, you know, our U.S. territories do not require a passport nor a COVID test to get back into the United States. And of course, that includes Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So if you want a nice beach destination without the hassle, then consider Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah, definitely get that tropical in without having to have your COVID testing.
Right.
Okay. Okay, great.
And then the other thing that I'd like to suggest, I recently attended a seminar on traveling to Africa. And it's very interesting, the condition of COVID in Africa. It doesn't seem to have affected the continent as much as we might expect. And the thing about a safari is you're out in nature. The lodges are sometimes most likely quite remote or tented camping. You're out on game drives in the open air. So if safari is on your bucket list, this might be the time to think about it.
I'm actually taking a group to Tanzania in June.
Oh, fantastic.
Good for you. You'll love it.
Yeah, I've been there. It's lovely. It's wonderful.
Great. All right. Well, I have one off the cuff question for you gals. Donna, why don't you tell me what is your favorite place you've ever been?
Africa.
Oh, well, there you go. Great. All right. Tell me why you love Africa so much.
I love Africa because I love wildlife and they're always unpredictable. One of the great things about Africa is you get not only the amazing wildlife, but adventure. They have great culture, amazing food, accommodations that are beyond wonderful. And there's never a disappointment. You're always seeing and doing something differently. I love Africa.
Great, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, what about Africa's you, Jean?
Oh, boy. I think I'd have to agree with Donna on Africa, but I have a special place in my heart for Nepal and basically the Tiger Tops Resort. Quite an experience where they transfer you from the small aircraft to the lodge by elephant. It's amazing.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
There were a couple of other things in my notes, this and that. Almost everyone who is traveling internationally will be taking some sort of trip insurance, especially recommended. And make sure that your insurance does include COVID symptoms. Let's just say COVID coverage. If you're getting vaccinated after you get your second shot, you might want to go down to the local office store and have your card laminated. Just in case, we don't know if they're going to be requiring vaccination cards. I think that some of the cruises actually may be going in that direction. What do you think, Donna?
I think it's just a good idea to have it on hand and just in case you ever need it for anything, especially exactly. If you're in a random country and trying to get home, maybe that would help you.
Right.
Great, great tip there. Thank you very much. Okay, well, wrapping up here, Today we chatted with Jane Schwant of JS Travel and Donna Evans of Exceptional Adventures. Their information is in this email, in the body of the email. And I think that's it. Thank you very much, gals.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.